This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. Wind chimes clink high among the branches of a Norfolk pine as traffic moves below on Lafayette and Fayetteville. I stand about 12 feet off of the ground in a treehouse built by local craftsmen with natural state treehouses. Josh Hart is the owner and main guy when it comes to building these quality and sustainable play structures. Now entering its fourth year, Hart says the spark of the business came when he and his wife wanted to build a plaything for their two young boys.
We started looking around and realized there's just, when it comes to play structures, there's nothing available that's, you know, everything's either very expensive or very low quality or more often both. And so we kind of said to ourselves, gosh, you know, somebody needs to start making, you know, sustainably built, really fun play structures for kids. That kind of planted the seed, and then a few months later, you know, it really kind of clicked for us that we've got all these carpentry skills, you know, are connected to some wonderful local carpenters. We should do that. And so that's kind of the start of the business.
He stands next to one of his completed tree houses, not far from the busy street. Though it is hidden among the pine's branches and is difficult to detect unless you're really looking for it. It's been completed since October, and I drive down this street almost every day and have never noticed it. They believe this tree to be a Norfolk pine, but it has many unusual characteristics, and it's thought to have been an experiment of the horticulture department at the University of Arkansas, as a former president of the school once resided in this home. At its base, the tree has a wide and thick trunk, but about 2 feet off of the ground, the trunk separates into six trunks, growing into different directions. Hart says the intent was to be up above the street and hidden.
And so we tucked it right up in among these six trunks. And you can see we've just got a really nice, simple, kind of old-style treehouse ladder leading up through a trap door in the floor. Some hand-carved stairs that, you know, just kind of blend into the trunk. And so this one especially, we really let the tree dictate the design.
He approaches each project differently depending on the tree, the location, and the customer. Hart says he will spend a lot of time just walking around a tree, looking at it, taking it in. And more often than not, the customer has some ideas when coming into a project.
This family actually had crayon drawings from the youngster and all kinds of good ideas. But then I'll take those ideas and work on a design, and we'll just kind of go back and forth until we get the perfect fit.
On this particular task, the platform was built with 2 feet on the ground, though two beams were attached to limbs first, and then the platform was fixed to them. Hart builds treehouses for customers of any age, some as young as 1 and 2, some teenagers, others completely grown. For the younger ones, the design is something that can be used immediately, but something that cannot be outgrown. This particular customer is 5. Federal guidelines for playground safety are followed, though he says he overbuilds everything. Hart sets a threshold of 8 feet for the height of his treehouses, because he says that's where it starts to get really fun.
It feels high, and it feels like it's a totally different world, especially for kids. And so this one, actually, we were looking at the lowest limbs are starting at about 12 feet. And so we looked at the canopy of the tree, we looked at those first limbs, and you'll see when we go up there, but it's the perfect height for this tree to feel like you're inside the tree, like you're right up there in the branches, sky above you, foliage all around you. And then, you know, being right here off of downtown Fayetteville, being right there having a perch to kind of get up away from the busyness of the world and have your own space.
Climbing up into that space is relatively easy. A small platform has been installed in the crotch of the tree to ensure stable footing, as hands grab onto wooden dowels that make up the rungs of the ladder. Small enough for little hands to hold onto, yet strong enough for the heaviest of feet. A pulley system hangs over the edge to pull up any necessary supplies so that the climb can be completed with 2 hands. Up through a small hole in the bottom of the platform and you're there. A trap door falls over the hole. Working around what the tree provided, Hart and his small team did not harm any living branches in the building of this house. In fact, there are many holes in the floor and the wall to allow limbs to grow through. Those in the floor have rope enclosing them.
That's just a nice little touch. It helps it feel more like an enclosed room, you know, and fills in the gaps. But yeah, we use this. It's just a wonderful natural fiber synthetic rope, same thing that we use for climbing.
Hart uses primarily Arkansas-grown cypress wood for his crafts. He says cypress is a magical material. It has the great properties of redwood or cedar, but can be found locally. The sawmill he procures wood from uses sustainable practices just a few hours east of Fayetteville. Cypress is also resistant to insects for those sticky summer nights spent high above. It is also flexible, which is necessary for building a treehouse to allow for tree growth and movement with the wind. The late winter winds were blowing something fierce, and a swaying could be felt as I stood. Hart says that the best activity for enjoying a treehouse is to just go off into your own world.
Probably the one thing that every structure that we build has in common is some kind of private space, you know, where whether it's a kid or an adult, you can go get away from the world, be by yourself, you know, clubhouse, fort, whatever you want to call it. It's just magic for all ages. You know, this particular structure has just a rustic old style plank wood swing, climbing rope. Climbing activities are fabulous, you know, build strength and you know, just great for kids getting outside and exercising and having fun and anything that you can imagine, just depending on what the customer is looking for.
I spy a wonderful place to curl up with a good book. Hart works on projects all over the region from Searcy and into Missouri, and has even taken phone calls from as far away as Las Vegas from people with an interest. Small or large, off ground or on, can be done. Customers began to take notice of Hart's eye for detail and superior workmanship, and began to ask for his help on other projects just a few months ago. A side business evolved from those requests, and he now manages the Craftsman Cooperative Natural State Carpentry, with members who are local cabinet makers, furniture makers, and makers of custom instruments.
So really anything to do with wood, we formed this cooperative so that when folks come to us and say, you know, we want really high quality work, you know, done with sustainable practices, that we kind of have all those connections to, you know, if it's not something I personally know how to do, I'm connected with some craftsmen that have those skills.
Hart himself is taking part in a project not far from this treehouse on Lafayette. A deck is being built on Hill Street off of the glassed-in porch of a house with a foundation that dates to pre-Civil War. To learn more about Josh Hart's projects, visit naturalstatetreehouses.com. This is Ozarks at Large.
There's a house at the top of a tree. There's a house at the top of a tree. In the house, there's a room. In the room, there's a chair. And sitting in the chair is you.